It's the fourth Friday of the month. That means Rob Mellon is here from the Quincy Society of, I almost said Fine Arts, the Historical Society of Quincy and Adams County. They've got lots of events coming up, but we'll talk about the most current one, which is happening tomorrow. And Rob, you've brought along a special guest from the YMCA.
Good morning.
Good morning. Let's talk about the walk run tomorrow and the part the Y is playing in this.
Okay, well, the Y is going to do an insanity class, a little warm-up before. I don't think Beth's going to kill him, is she?
No.
She's going to warm him up
a
little bit?
She'll just warm him up.
Okay. And then after that, that'll kind of get everybody warmed up, and then we'll have the runners go to the east, and the walkers will go to the west, and that will be a guided tour. So pretty much something for everybody if you want to take a guided tour through Calftown, with a map and so forth, weaving in and out through the streets, Payson Avenue and Washington, down to Adams, where I grew up. And then the run will actually go through Woodland Cemetery and return, and both will return to the mansion.
So it's two separate events, one for those who want to run and one for those who want to really just take a historical walking tour, but a fairly intense walking tour because it's a longer route than most walks usually are.
I would say so.
Yeah.
It has a fitness level to it as well. But it's a very good event because I think it brings awareness to the history of Calftown and the fact that some of the organizations that used to be there aren't there to protect some of those buildings and so forth. And I want people to see it, to be honest.
Yeah, the German Historic Society has kind of gone out of business, for lack of a better word. And so it really is important that we preserve and protect that very German part of Quincy, that south West Quadrant is about as German as you can get, and so this will be part of it. Now, is it theoretically possible to finish the run and go back and pick up on the walk?
I would say you could probably, if you were running and you saw us and you decided, I'm done with these hills, I'm just going to kind of like glide into the walk and become a participant in the history walk. I think you could probably do that.
And you're going to have the warm-up there now. Tell us a little bit about, because that's for the walkers and the runners, although I think the runners might need it more, but it's
right.
Always a good idea to stretch
it's
out,
it's always
right?
A very good idea to warm up. Rob reached out to one of our Insanity Live instructors, Beth Hilming, and she is going to do kind of a pre-warm-up for the race so that everyone's muscles are nice and warmed up, and kind of lead and one of our Insanity Live classes, which is new here in town, only instructors here in town that are certified Insanity Live instructors. So we're taking that opportunity. Beth is actually teaching right now. That's why she couldn't be here.
Mm-hmm.
But she'll go through a nice warm-up, get everyone going. And that way they can also see what Insanity is all about. So if they wanted to then come and try a full class out, they could do that as well.
Okay, so it's a free tryout on the front lawn of the Governor John Wood Mansion at 12th and State, and that is tomorrow morning at 7:45. And then patriotic Rob Mellon's going to play the national anthem. Hopefully nobody will take a knee. And then we'll be off and running or walking. And again,
that's
this
right.
Is to bring awareness to the beautiful and rich history of Calftown, whether you speed by it on your run or you leisurely walk it with a group. And there will be docents all along the trail to kind of tell people about what they're seeing. So everybody won't be globbed together all at once. They'll be kind of, you'll be in a
there'll
little,
be some different groups.
There'll be some different groups.
It'll be a truly guided tour. So they'll have a map, a very detailed map. And the guides will take them around. We'll have some guides, and we'll stop at certain locations, like the German YMCA. And, you know, people pass buildings all the time.
Where is the German YMCA?
That's right across from Salem Church. That was the old labor temple before that.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
You know, there's an interesting story. There was a group that started in Germany called the Turners. And it was a movement of fitness and stretching and so forth. So not like physical, like lifting weights and things like that, but gymnastics and stretching. And a group of them were actually here in Quincy, and they were there at that German YMCA, and they were called the Turners. And so there was a German YMCA and gymnastics center right there across from Salem Church.
Now, where was the other YMCA? Wasn't it down here Oh, look at this young lady. She's like,
I know, you're testing my history.
I didn't even know there was one.
No, I knew there was one. I knew there was one.
I think down in this general area was the other YMCA.
Yeah.
And that is intriguing because, again, the German YMCA, because the people spoke German, so that's where they felt comfortable. And then the English YMCA. And, you know, it's interesting. World War One, as we have talked, Rob Mellon, in history, World War One was a real big deal in Quincy because, of course, we were at war against Germany. And a lot of Germans decided at that time that they would convert to English language in their churches and in their YMCAs and in their customs. But some fought it. Some said, hey, we're at war with Germany, but you're not at war with me, and I'm going
to
speak German. So that
was
a big turning point in American history and in Quincy history, because German was probably a very pronounced language in the, you know, late 1800s, early 1900s. You could go anywhere and talk in German and get everything you wanted without speaking English. So kind of intriguing. So that's this Cap Town is the... is the true historic German district. Obviously, German people lived all over the place.
That's correct.
But this is kind of the district that most readily
had the highest
them up,
percentage.
Had the highest percentage in their own YMCA and everything else. So is there a cost to participate?
Yes, it's $25 for the run if you show up on race day. If you call us today, it's only $15, and the race will be $35 or the race will be $25 or $35 if you show up. The walk is $15.
Okay. So it's basically...
I was a little confused.
Basically, one of your... You know, you used to have these Saturday morning walks that would go through neighborhoods. So this is basically a glorified Saturday morning walk that is $15 because you are hitting at least 20 different places, and you will learn about the history of all those places. Now, some of them will just be an empty lot or a car wash or something that's there now that wasn't there, but you'll learn what was there.
And I think that's kind of interesting, too, because what I want people to do is imagine what was there. How could a church be here? Or, you know, that's kind of the idea, or a planing mill or a lumber yard. Those are the things that we would like people to think about as they're walking around the Cap Town, you know, streets,
yeah.
Payson and Washington and Jefferson and Adams.
Yeah, while you're doing your insanity warm-up, you can think about the fact that the John Wood Mansion, which now sits on the northeast corner of 12th and State, at one time was across the street and down a little ways, and that house was moved in its entirety.
That was truly an insanity workout.
That was truly an insanity workout. So, you know, if anybody wants to grab a hold and try to lift it off its foundation, we don't recommend that.
We don't recommend that, no.
That was an insanity workout when John Wood moved that house across the street. Okay, we've talked about that. I don't want to cut you guys off, but we have some other things to get to. Are we done talking about the race and the run and the walk?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Just
I mean,
if people are interested, they can actually still register online at hsqac.org or call us at 222-1835, and we know that's easy to remember.
It's easy to remember because that is the year the Governor John Wood Mansion was built.
That's right. So call us today if you're interested. We'll still get that pre-registration rate for you.
Okay.
And we'd like to see as many participants as we can, bring some awareness to Cap Town.
Okay, so call today and save some big bucks. And even if you aren't interested in the run, remember, they're two very separate events. So if you just want to take the walking tour, you certainly can do that. And it will be at least, you know, there'll be 20 monuments and landmarks to point out. So it will be quite a long walking tour. But the pace will be leisurely because you'll stop and have to look at things and talk. So it'll be perfect. You can run if you're fit. You can walk if you're not fit. If you're really fit, you can run and then catch up with them and finish the last 10
And everybody gets a little insanity before.
Okay. And right. Stop at 7:45, insanity starts. I don't know. Women Who Dared to Be Different coming up on this Sunday at 2 p.m. at the History Museum, which is right across the street from us at 3rd and Main. 4th and Main, I should say. I moved that big brick building. See how strong I am? I'm so used to moving buildings that, you know, I'm insanely strong. Tell us a little bit about Women Who Dared to Be Different, Rob Mellon.
Well, you know, there's so many interesting stories of not just men in our history, but women as well, including Sarah Denman, Cornelia Parker, Mother Liebeck, Louis Martz, you know, and Arliss Dittmer is going to from the Blessing Health Services Library is going to give a presentation, and it's going to be the beginnings of what will turn into an exhibit. And so we'll have that discussion on Sunday at the History Museum at 2 o'clock, and should be an interesting discussion. If you have, if you're a nurse and you want to know the history and or you know the specific history to Quincy, that would be a good program for
people
Quincy to attend.
Yeah, Quincy has always been a hospital center since the Civil War. So, I mean, you know, a lot of people around here were in the nursing profession and have continued on. Nursing has been associated with Quincy for a long time, now most with Blessing Riemann College.
Right, and how the Civil War actually changes medicine and brings things to light that weren't brought before, especially in nursing. And so that's part of the story that will be told on Sunday.
First they had to discover germs, then they had to discover something to make the pain go away, so bite the bullet.
Yeah, when, and then sanitation. And
yeah, sanitation. And my mom told me this, and of course I believe everything my mother told me.
Of course.
She said the reason more people on the Confederate side survived the battlefield surgeries was because in the North they had good supply lines and better wealth, and they could afford silk to sew up their soldiers. In the South, they couldn't afford that. They didn't have any thread. So they had to boil horsehair. And the fact that the horsehair was boiled not only softened it, but unbeknownst to them at the time, because they didn't know there was such a thing as germs, also sterilized it. So wounds sewed up with horsehair boiled had a better, less chance of infection, and more people survived amputations in the South. Now that, I have no idea if it's true, but Gina said it, so I'm going to say it's true. She learned it from somewhere.
I say it's true then,
I
too.
I say it's true. I mean, it makes sense.
It does make sense. No question.
It makes sense. Yeah. So come and find out about Women Who Dared to Be Different, September 25th, Sunday afternoon at 2, at the History Museum, 4th and Main. And is there a charge for that?
Nope, free of charge.
Okay, absolutely free of charge. That is exciting. I have the next thing on my list is the ghost tours. You want to go there or you want to go somewhere else?
Well, you know, in October, we have such a busy schedule in October because we have the ghost tours every Saturday in October, plus Halloween night, and there's three different types of tours, depending on what you would like to do. So, you know, we have that. We have the Strassenfest we got coming up in October. We have the lynching of Thomas Rose, a presentation at the History Museum.
Well, I hope it's a presentation and not
that's
a
right,
lynching.
Yeah.
God, Rob, you're going overboard
well,
now.
Well,
with these reenactments.
I'm presenting that way. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the lynching of Thomas Rose on October the 2nd.
Well, let's talk about that then, since that is one of our more recent things. And these ghost tours, we'll get to those, because there are three different kinds of ghost tours you can go on, and they're offered on five different dates. So there's lots of opportunities if you're into ghost tours. But tell us about the lovely lynching.
You know, the story of Thomas Rose is he's one of these troublemakers and bushwhackers and problem individuals from Missouri who were Confederate sympathizers and still had an animosity towards the North. And, of course, we're right across the river. And so some of that animosity spilled over into Quincy and down on the river bottoms. After the war was over, Thomas Rose in 1865 got into a conflict with another gentleman, and he killed him, and Thomas Rose was injured and was arrested. He was put in the Adams County Jail, and a group of citizens stormed in and lynched Thomas Rose and his descendant, also named Thomas Rose. He's completely safe when he comes on October the 2nd. We'll give a talk about that, and it's going to be the beginnings of the presentation of a book for him. And so he's going to have a book about the lynching of one of his ancestors.
The vigilante justice. We don't think of that happening today, but even Lee Harvey Oswald being shot by Jack Ruby. You know, this vigilante justice is not so common today, but it was very common back then. And that was one of the real fears. If you got thrown in jail, that wasn't necessarily a safe place.
Yeah, you want to stay locked up.
You want to stay locked in. You don't want to get out. You don't want anyone to get in and get you. So that is October 2nd, and again, the time?
That'll be 2 o'clock as well, and it will be one of those Sunday conversations that we have from time to time, like the Women Who Dared to Be Different and Who Were They? The lynching of Thomas Rose, 1865, will be on Sunday, October the 2nd.
Okay, and again, that is free of charge, and always great to have these wonderful guests come in and talk about these events. What else is on your agenda, or can we do ghost tours, or you want to do, I know you're going to have the candlelight tours looking way ahead. You're going to have candlelight tours in around the Christmas time.
Oh, we have we're really excited about this. It's not been announced officially yet.
Well, now it has on the Mary Griffith Show. Drum roll, please. We have breaking news.
You had those paintings, the Edward Everett paintings. You were the first to find out about that in the last show that we did. But actually, the Christmas program is going to be very extensive this year. We're going to have a mid-century Christmas, several candlelight tours, an expansion of what we've done in the past, a generational Christmas, carriage rides, Santa Claus, a breakfast with Mrs. Claus. It's all coming.
It's all coming. And I will tell you that we've been doing the third grade log cabin program at 12th and State Street. I've been one of the people that's helping to put that on. I have a very small part in that. A lot of people do a lot of work. And yesterday, my alma mater, St. Dominic's, was there, and they all wanted to go inside the mansion. And I said, well, at Christmas time, have your mom and pop bring you back. So you're going to get some kids that can't wait to see, and they're tired of that log cabin. That's too rough a living for them. They want to be up in the big house.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah. And it's pretty amazing, as we've mentioned before, that log cabin and the mansion were built the same year in 1835.
Yes.
I always find that the juxtaposition of that really interesting.
It's the difference in the German craftsmanship. John Wood got Germans to come to Quincy because those New Englanders apparently didn't know how to build a house.
So not of that size.
Not of that size, that's right. For sure. Well, there's so much going on at the Historical Society of Quincy and Adams County. They are going to have ghost walks or ghost tours at Woodland Cemetery October 8th and the 31st. The theme is Untold Stories, Unsettled Spirits. Are there restless spirits at Woodland? October 15th, Voices from Beyond, visions that have been seen there. October 22nd and 29th, full ghost tour of Woodland, gravestones, the stories, the phantoms that make up the ghost in Woodland. I don't believe in any of this stuff, so I'm having a hard
we'll
time.
We'll see that. We'll see when you show up, Mary.
Hard time. I'm creeped out, but I'm not. But I'm not a believer. So you can buy like a $17 pass and go to all of these or you can buy them individually. And actually, there are five sessions, but it's actually going to be there are 10 opportunities.
Sure.
Because some of the sessions.
And
are
if
repeated.
You buy that pass, you can come to all of them, even if you've seen the one tour, and you decide, well, I really like that. I want to go back. If you buy the pass, you can go to all of them.
Okay, and that is $17 only. But wait, if you become a member of the Historical Society of Quincy and Adams County, you can get that pass for only $12. And let me tell you, you'll get the newsletter, you'll get all these things, and you'll always know what's happening at the Historical Society of Quincy and Adams County. So, folks, look for the ghost tours. Look for From Feathers to Furnishings, Contributions of Jewish Entrepreneurs. That's coming up in November. Look for the December programs, but most importantly, get out tomorrow. Be part of the run or the walk through historic Calftown. You can still register today and get a discount. If you show up tomorrow, that's great. They'll take you. It's going to cost you a little bit more, and it all gets underway about 7:45 with Insanity from the YMCA, getting you stretched out and ready. And then the national anthem at 8:10, and then everybody's off to the races or the walking.
Into Calftown.
Into Calftown. And then, of course, on Sunday, again, Women Who Dared to Be Different, 2 o'clock, free of charge at the History Museum. Always so much to talk about, Rob. We'll see you on the fourth Friday of next month, if not sooner.
Yes.
Okay. So thank you for breaking news that this display is coming.
It is coming, absolutely, okay. Yes. And we have interactive exhibits coming and so forth. A lot of stuff going on. And I did want to say happy birthday to Steve.
Yes, it's Steve's birthday. Steve and Bruce Springsteen. My guest today is Dr. Carol Matheson. And we're going to be talking about this violinist, Jason Yang. And he is classically trained. He's played on tour for Madonna. He's performed on Glee and the Colbert Report. He is Jason Yang Violin on the YouTube channel. And he's going to be Jason Yang opening artist for the Quincy Civic Music Association coming up October 1st. Welcome, Dr. Matheson. So glad to have you back here.
Well, delighted to be with you as always.
It is so much fun. You've got a lot to talk about today, but let's start with the opening of the Quincy Civic Music Association 2016-2017 season. It is, as I said, October 1st. It's going to be at the Quincy Community Theater, which holds up to 500 people, and that's good because I think a lot of people who are Game of Thrones fans, I've got too many S's in my mind, will really want to come out and see this. Because not only that song, but if you like that kind of artistry, you're just going to be swept away.
Well, and if you like people who are playing in a virtuosic way, you're going to enjoy this too. Jason Yang is a young man who is a wonderful player. He's a well-trained musician, but he's also a really good showman. He's going to be with, coming with him is going to be Jake Moulton, who is a beatboxer, someone who does vocal percussion, and they're going to play together, and it's just going to be an absolutely wonderful show. Jake Moulton actually is one of the ones who made beatboxing famous. He's very famous there, too. And they're also ones who promote themselves on YouTube. This is kind of unusual, kind of an interesting way of doing things rather than going through the way of having an agent book you for here, hither, and yon. They do quite a bit of this themselves, and they're actually kind of excited to come.
They are excited. And, you know, again, Quincy, Illinois, thanks to the Quincy Civic Music Association, brings the world right to our doorstep. Now, if I was going to go see this concert in New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, I'm sure it would cost me about $100. And I'd be in a much bigger venue where I wasn't close to the stage, and I'd probably be happy to pay it because of the caliber of musicianship. But because we're in Quincy, we're going to a venue that you know you'll be no more than 20 rows from the man on stage, and you're going to pay a much reduced price, and if you want, you can still buy season tickets, so that's another way to save, right?
Absolutely, and season tickets are really the way to go because if you can't get to one of the Quincy events, there's the reciprocity with Hannibal and with Keokuk that really make this a regional kind of concert series.
So if you buy a Quincy Civic Music Association ticket, you can go to one free concert in Hannibal of your choice and one free concert in Keokuk. And so you really have the offerings of all of our tri-state majors, Hannibal, Keokuk, and Quincy, at your fingertips. So how much is it for a season ticket? And the season is quite elaborate. I'll run it down very quickly because we don't have a lot of time. But the Jupiter String Quartet on November 11th, the Vienna Boys Choir, again, that's worth the whole cost of admission. That's February 15th. The Russian National Ballet doing Cinderella on March 22nd. And the Chicago Gargoyle Brass and Organ Ensemble on April 22nd. If I want to go to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 great shows, how much is it going to cost me?
$75.
Not a piece. $75.
For the whole
ticket. For the whole shoot and match. It's ridiculous. Everybody has to get a ticket. It's absolutely ridiculous not to. If I just want to go and see this concert on October 1st, how much am I going to have to pay?
This is one of the concerts, I think, that is $25.
Okay.
And so there are really very good prices for the expertise that you're going to hear.
Absolutely. You get 5 concerts for $75 or 1 for $25. And again, the great thing about this is if you're thinking, well, I've got a big family, I can't afford that. Children are always admitted free of charge, and students.
And students children and high school students, but also Culver Stockton College, Quincy University, and John Wood Community College are partners because it's part of their cultural series for the schools, and so they get in free too.
So QU students, Culver Stockton students, et cetera, get in free. Students that are in high school and below get in free. And again,
and John Wood.
And John Wood. And again, this is, you know, some of these, you know, may not be appropriate for your child to stay the whole time or maybe get to be past their nap time. But it's okay because you're going to enjoy it. And exposing children to this kind of music is really important. Well, you've picked out a season that just cannot be beat, especially I think the Vienna Boys Choir is just going to pack Morrison Theater. I hope it is. This Jason Yang, and again, the Game of Thrones has kind of made him more famous than he was because that's the crossover from the hoity-toity, I love beautiful violin music to younger kids who are like, wow, that is rockin', that is violin music played by a showman. This is not some little violin, you know, up in the symphony orchestra playing daintily. This is really a show.
Now, this is really powerful stuff. Where else would you be able to hear a mashup of Usher? I mean, he's got one of these.
He's got one of
but
those.
But he's also playing something that is including the Pachelbel canon. So he does it all. There are several things. Those of you who know popular music, there are a lot of mashups, which is sort of a combination of two different songs. He's also doing looping, which is something that is familiar. Those of you who are artistically inclined, this is an outgrowth of musique concrète that was something where they had a tape loop that they just played over and over again, and then you play along with it. Well, you know, looping is sort of an outgrowth of that. So we talk about you're thinking, well, civic music, what in the world are we bringing a rock and roll star? This is something that is really a combination of old ideas, avant-garde ideas, and really dynamic playing, and also something for everybody, for every generation to enjoy.
I so agree. I believe that when you look around at the audience of the Quincy Civic Music Association, I have seen a change in the last 10 years. Much younger audience, because you're bringing in new, exciting acts. And that doesn't mean that you're not going to have the Russian Ballet do Cinderella. It doesn't mean the Vienna Boys Choir is not going to be here. Those are great things. But Jupiter String Quartet. You are going to have, you know, some really amazing things. So, folks, we need to get you in the seats. There are only 500 seats available for the concert. I hope it is sold out. It is Saturday night, October 1st. The curtain goes up at 7:30 at the Quincy Community Theater. If they want tickets or season tickets, Dr. Carol Matheson, how can they get those?
You can get season tickets at both of the Hy-Vee stores, both of the Curlin stores, Brown Drug, Quincy Steamboat, Second String Music, Java Jive Hannibal, and Quincy School Music Center. Or you can look on the website at www.quincycivicmusic.org, and you will be able to purchase them online, too.
Okay, sounds great. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Dr. Carol Matheson, who is, are you still a music professor? Or are you emeritus status
I'm
now?
Emeritus status, but that means I'm off the payroll, but not off the faculty.
Yeah,
I'm still teaching a little bit.
Now they just don't pay her for something she did all her life at Culver Stockton. See, that's emeritus thing. It sounds like such a great honor. It's really, thank you for working. Would you like to keep working? Mm-hmm. We're not going to pay you anymore, mm-hmm. but we certainly want you to show up for classes. We'll be back to talk about the Muddy River Opera Society as well. Just in a moment, we'll take a break. We're back, the Mary Griffith Show, and we are playing the theme music from the Game of Thrones. The gentleman who does that violin piece will be in Quincy October 1st, and so we definitely, definitely want to make sure that you get tickets to the Quincy Civic Music Association and get to that. Dr. Carol Matheson is my guest today. We're going to turn our attention away from the Civic Music Association, although we really don't want to turn our attention away from this beautiful music, but we're talking about another great group in Quincy, the Muddy River Opera Society, and you've got a big fundraiser coming up.
We do. This is the annual fall luncheon that we're going to be having, and it's at the Quincy Country Club on also October 1st, so that's really quite the musical day. You can go to the the Opera Gala Luncheon at 11:30 at the Quincy Country Club, and then you can go to the Jason Yang concert that night.
So it's great. So it's a luncheon, obviously, and so there'll be a full lunch served?
It's at the Country Club, and it'll be that wonderful meal that they always have there, and such the lovely ambiance of the Country Club.
Mm-hmm.
It's very nice. But also, it will have a fashion show during the luncheon by the Dress Barn, and then it will also have some entertainment that will sort of introduce the community to the opera that we're doing this year.
Carmen.
Yes, we're doing Carmen. We're not doing Carmen in the way that is the full-blown production of it. We're doing Carmen really as Bizet originally wrote it, which has dialogue and then all of the wonderful Carmen music. When he wrote it that way, the opera house that he did it in was expecting a light comedy, and Carmen is certainly not a light comedy. And so the Paris audience, refined as they are, the Paris audience rioted the stage, and so they had to do something, but the music was so good that he redid it and put in the recitatives, and then it was done in the Grand Opera, and then it was fine. Then the Paris audience loved it for the wonderful piece of music that it is.
So for the music, and you don't have to be annoyed with all the foreign language.
Absolutely. Because there's so much dialogue and everything, we will do it in English.
Yes.
Things in native language are better for the operas, but not for understanding.
Not for understanding. So it will be done with the recitations in English in the spring. And if you want to support the Muddy River Opera Company, come to the luncheon on October 1st. at the Quincy Country Club. How much are tickets and where do we get them?
They're $35, and if you'll go to the Muddy River Opera website, then you will be able to be directed that way.
So that's Muddy River Opera Company?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, Muddy River Opera Company is on the website, and you can go there. Would that be Muddy River Opera CO, or is it all company? Well, you
just,
know what? You can
just
Google
look,
it.
Google Muddy River Opera Company.
Google Muddy River Opera Company, and it'll come up Quincy, Illinois, because we're the only one. So what time does this kick off? It's a luncheon. Is it 11?
11:30.
11:30. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, folks, if you want to support the Muddy River Opera Company, and let us say this, this organization moves forward even though one of its staunch supporters, Avril Marie Bernson, has passed. God love her. She's looking down in heaven and hoping everybody goes, because there's no better tribute to Avril's memory than to continue the success of the Muddy River Opera Company. And you've got a whole slate of people that are picking up and walking, carrying the torch for Avril. So I'm looking forward to a great season again for Muddy River Opera Company. Hats off to you guys for pulling this together. It's great.
Well, I think Avril would absolutely have insisted that we do this, that we keep going. And also the founders, you know, Mary Ann Scott and Mary Jane McCloskey, they also are really excited that we're keeping their vision going.
That's right. Don't let it die. Folks, you can support them by signing up to go to their luncheon at the Quincy Country Club. Great food, guys. October 1st, doors open at 11:30. There'll be a fashion show during the luncheon, and there will be entertainment with excerpts from Carmen, which is their opera for the spring. Go to Muddy River Opera Company for more at the website for more ticket information. Don't forget the Civic Music Association with Jason Yang on October 1st. Folks, you want to get a season ticket. You don't want to miss a single show this year. Dr. Matheson, we'll have you back quite frequently. Looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it from this end, too.